On Wednesday, February 15th, 2012, in Oroville. The sky is overcast, clearing by midday. Tonight, heavy fog. Temperature range 23 to 28 degrees Celsius. Northerly winds this morning, shifting to the east tonight up to 20 kilometers per hour. Today's featured interview is with Lala of the Oroville Council, talking about a few of the current issues.
So the Oroville Council is planning to have a lot of time to work on Oroville organization. And our project to have a conflict resolution policy was very well welcomed yesterday in this meeting. And we are encouraged to do this. We will come back to the community to have feedback, and we will set this up very soon. There was also the idea that we could meet more often, not only to take decision, but only to reflect on Oroville, Oroville ideals, or project, how to go to the future. So this maybe we can think to do this kind of meeting. We don't need to be so many if we are really trying our best to deepen our let's say, reflection on Oroville, why we are here. And Oroville gets its strengths from the resident. Mm-hmm. And the more we come together, the more we reflect on what is happening in Oroville, our togetherness, you see, make us strong. So we want to help in this direction. There was a wish that there is more translation in Tamil. Mm-hmm. So we have four Tamil Orovilians in the council. Maybe once you can ask them to, even if in the world there are not so many people and who understand Tamil, it's good to listen to this wish that there is a Tamil translation. Good. So this was for yesterday's meeting. Then for the last meeting that we had with the council, there was a very important topic, very important because it's about land. It's about Orovillians who are owner of, who own from their family land in the master plan of Oroville in the city area. And unfortunately, there are a few of them who are starting to build in this land. So there is one very close to Vicas community, so at the very center of Oroville. And we had a joint meeting with the working committee, L'Avenir, FIMC, LCC, council. It was very interesting because everybody agreed and stand to really be firm on this. Legal action will be taken to stop the work. We cannot accept that Oroville Master Plan is endangered by individual behavior.
We have a master plan, which means that the land that Oroville owns has plans for residents, for living spaces, for housing projects. If an individual disregards those plans and suddenly builds an individual house in that area, disrupting that plan, why would that not work?
Because there is many criteria. You see, there is a planning, there is density, there is more in this area, it is more collective housing. If we start building individual housing everywhere, it will not be really a city.
We want the center of our city to be collective housing rather than individual housing. And where then would individual housing fit, or would it not at this point in time?
There are other areas in Oroville where we can build individual housing. It's a question of density. Everything is there. There is a lot of diversity. But we have to build discipline in this. You see, the city center and the zones should be respected. Otherwise, you will have individual housing everywhere, just. And it is also very much with the main fundamental of Oroville, no property. So if you see, we start just to for our own comfort, and it breaks this. There is residential, industrial, cultural, and all around the green belt, but there is a fourth one. Anyway, this is really the residential zone, this Vicas place where this building is rising very fast. So it's, you see, there are two aspects. There is the aspect which will be taken care of by the working committee and the TDC to stop the building. And there is also from the council a very strong message to give to those Aurovillians who are breaking this, who don't follow. It means that they don't stand for Auroville. They don't stand for Auroville ideals. So when you become an Aurovillian, you have to make a choice. It's an honor to be an Aurovillian because we stand for the world also. Huh? And we should make a choice. And if we don't respect this, we endanger our Auroville statue. Whoever we are, we have to be really faithful to those ideals.
You come to a conclusion, and then how do you put that into effect if this person we're talking about doesn't want to stop building, doesn't want to take down what he's already put up? How would you handle a thing like that?
Oh, about the building, it will be the legal authority, like the collector. They will stop it. It had happened already in Dana, and they will stop it for sure. The only thing which we have to deal with is to try to see if our friend Aurovillian is willing to come back to the family and again to make his choice to be an Aurovillian, and so to stop building and to exchange his land, which was planned. But he stopped doing this because he said he has a lot of pressure from his family. His wife is not an Aurovillian. So we had a lot of discussion with him. We tried to convince him that there is a way to do which will satisfy everybody. And if he doesn't, we have a review committee, we have an exit policy, and we will implement it. And this is from the Auroville Council. As it concerns an Aurovillian, we can put this into motion, if I can say. Unfortunately, we speak about this case because it is a burning one now, but there are a lot, it's around 20 all around Auroville. So it means that really speed and efficient action has to be taken because it's very important for the development of the city. So if we go to the development of the city, another very important topic that we have on our table is about housing. And we have planned to have a meeting with L'Avenir d'Auroville and with the housing group because we don't have new project proposal for the time being. Site permission doesn't mean that the building will start the day after. It will take a lot of time. So there are projects, there are site permission given, but for the very next future, there is no building which is ready to rise and to allow all those people. There are a lot from all over the world who wants to join Auroville, and we want to be able to tell them, okay, come, there is a place for you. So this is a big issue, and we are going to work with the group to find a solution.
Why, once a site is allocated, it can't begin immediately?
Because you need plans from the architect and agreement and all the details of, feedback from the community. And this may be, so there is a review of some policy which will be made by L'Avenir d'Auroville. And we have a meeting next week, and we want to update, we want to explore with them to help to this housing development. And we need to build a kind of supporting environment also for the people who are not in the right place to understand that sometimes they have to move out, to sacrifice their own comfort because we came here to build a city. You see, everything is linked together. So when we touch the housing, we touch the entry. So here also there is work to do. To welcome those newcomers, maybe to find some solution if there is no building project, no housing ready, to find other solutions. This has to be explored. We really want to welcome those people who are touched by Auroville. last thing which is more sensitive is that we have two Auroville Tamil children, a brother and sister, who need to be taken care of by a family. So we have, we are in contact. There is in Auroville a child protection team. So we are in touch with them. We are in touch with the school, transition school, with the family. So we try to find as soon as possible a solution for them. We don't have on our table only a big project, big issue. We have also very sensitive human issues that are also for us very important. It may take time, but we are very confident that we will find in Auroville parents, foster parents, to take care of them.
On a temporary basis
on
until...
On a temporary basis. It has to be a temporary basis because the father is there, he is an Auroville. He can be brought back to the family and take care of his kids. We are confident. This is not a small problem. There is no small issue and big issue somewhere. There are issues which concern, of course, the whole of Auroville and are more important because we have to grow. But sometimes the way we take care of each other is also the way we build ourselves. Of course we do care for each other. It's human unity experience. So we really have to find a way to be... And it is our togetherness which is our strength. You see, we as an Aurovillian, when you go outside of Auroville, when you go abroad, suddenly you love so much your fellow Aurovillians, because you can see, you see, you can stand when you are in Auroville, sometimes it is too much, but when you are abroad, you say, oh, how wonderful they are. I want to come back home.
On Tuesday, February 21st, the eve of the Tibetan Dragon Year 2139, all are invited to Tibetan chanting by visiting students from Tibetan Children's Village School in Dharamsala, followed by a meditation. That's at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, 6:45 p.m. Based on the rhythm and inherent melody of the epic word, some simple tunes convey the mantric atmosphere of the unfolding of Savitri, performed by the voice of Aurelio, accompanied by tambura, bansuri, viola, and computer, at Savitri Bhavan, Thursday the 23rd, 6 p.m. Volunteers for the amphitheater at Matra Mandir are wanted and needed. A pool of Aurovillian volunteers to be around the amphitheater when collective get-togethers take place. For the 21st meditation, be at the amphitheater Monday the 20th, 4:15 p.m. Just come or contact Suryanina at auroville.org.in or Sigrid at auroville.org.in. And this from the mother. Never think of a difficulty, you give it strength. You've been listening to Auroville Radio on microphone Marlenka in studio Andrea, Miriam, Yahlom, Hamish, and a host of volunteers. Direct your comments and queries to auroville.org. Thanks for listening.